Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Stressful environments seem to be the backbone of our way of life. As a society, we often hear people brag about how stressful their days are and how many errands they have to run. They boast about how consumed their lives are with things to do, that they do not have time to eat correctly, exercise, or catch up with friends for a little camaraderie. I remember back in my college days, I had a professor who loved to walk around with his arms full of papers, books, and slide presentations. His arms were so full, he couldn't even push up the glasses on his nose. When anyone would walk into his office, he would joke and direct your attention to his cluttered and disorganized space and make comments about his busy life. I remember standing in his doorway thinking, "Why are you bragging to me about this mess? I'm not impressed." He would invariably walk into our class late and then keep us later one extra minute, just long enough to make us hurry to our next class and possibly make us late. How many times have you heard someone give you the excuse that they were late because they got behind a bus? More than likely, the person left late and gave a lame excuse that they got caught behind a slow-moving vehicle. As if driving behind a slow-moving vehicle lasted for miles and there was absolutely no way to move around it. Excuses fool no one, except the one delivering the excuse. One day I was sitting in a restaurant alone waiting for my breakfast when I noticed a woman sit down alone at a large table next to me. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning. She sat quietly checking her watch, surrounded by 5 empty chairs, before the first person arrived 10 minutes later. I decided to amuse myself and watch this woman's patience and keep time with her. By the time the 6th woman arrived, it was 8:51 a.m., and one by one they had their excuse at hand and mused about their laborious morning. I was witnessing a gathering of friends bonding over difficulty, hardship, and woundology, except for the first woman. I could see she was not at all entertained by their lack of consideration for her time and effort to arrive early enough to secure seating for 6. All I could think of was birds of a feather flock together, and sooner or later, this one woman would spread her wings and fly away to a group of friends where she would grow, soar, and be appreciated, rather than be held back, stagnated, and stifled. She was clearly out of her element. Sometimes traffic really is the problem, and we can get a closer look at how cluttered our lives are when we sit in traffic. We use terms like caught up in traffic, traffic jam, depressed, standstill, slow moving, bottleneck, idle, and gridlock, which can lead to anger, provocation, annoyance, and frustration. Then we walk in the door at home or work and greet someone we care about or have to look at all day under those circumstances. When we think of a condition of the body, whether it be a state of mind or physical illness, we use the terms in a rut, stagnation, chaos, clutter, congestion, stiffness, weight, and burden, which can lead to depression, self-hate, doubt, fear, worry, anxiety, and concern. Congestion and stagnation on the highway, in our office, or at a gathering is a perfect example of how we can create the same impression in the body. Either way, it takes movement and action to clear the chaos. A messy desk will simply not miraculously clean itself without a direct influence or response on our part. I know this to be true because I have already tried to clear a messy atmosphere by merely hoping it away. Our bodies respond the same way to a disease, illness, condition, syndrome, ache, or pain. I'm thinking real hard right now, but I struggle to find one condition that cannot be helped by changing the diet or incorporating exercise into the daily plan. In other words, it takes movement and action to change our surroundings. It takes more than words like, "I'm gonna," and "I plan to." It takes motion and activity to get traffic flowing again. We remove downed power lines and fallen trees after a storm to clear the highways. We flush toilets with water and vomit when we eat a critter that does not benefit our body. Again, movement works. Adding one more errand to our to-do list is not inspiring unless it's done with consideration and thought of how it may impact our lives and the lives around us in a positive way. I once did business with a company who grew so fast and large that I could no longer get good service. Sometimes when we move so swiftly through our lives, we can no longer hear our children's laughter, notice our loved ones' beautiful eyes, appreciate our parents' love, or tend to our own needs. If this is the case, then it's time to slow down, regroup, and put action and movement where it belongs. And for goodness sakes, folks, quit bragging about how chaotic and disruptive your life is and do something about it. Believe me, this kind of bragging impresses no one. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.